Partly, I suppose, because humans rarely identify with fish. They don't resemble us in any way. For instance, when I watch my son's rat eat with her delicate little paws, holding the food as she nibbles away, her bright black eyes darting around to check for danger, I can easily see myself. It is no surprise to learn that we share so much of our DNA with other primates, up to 98%, and with other mammals, even mice, 90%. But we don't realize that we also share 85% of our genes with zebrafish. They don't look like us, they don't sound like us, nor do they have facial expressions the way we and other animals do. Who can recognize a sad fish? For years, people believed that fish were not capable of suffering. After all, if they were, would they not cry out in pain?